Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, September the 1st, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in Marion. Not a bad morning at all. Kind of chilly for this time of year, although we are in the month of September getting ready for Labor Day weekend. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind, give me a buzz. We would love to talk with you. We've been talking about old sayings this morning. From a list, the 100 slang terms from the 20th century that no one uses anymore. We've been talking about the Bratwurst Festival Queen. As that story continues to go on, her removal, which they're now calling Bratwurst Gate. The Columbus Dispatch has called it Bratwurst Gate. What an interesting thing. The title in the Columbus Dispatch is really interesting to me because it says Bratwurst Gate is the scandal we didn't know we needed. With all the drama going on, this is what we needed. Well, there you go. Well, I tell you what we're going to do here. You know, yesterday, I played some... Comedian Gallagher had sent me some music. And we played a couple songs yesterday. I'm going to play another one here. They're kind of interesting. Hope you enjoy this one. Here it comes.
Gonna tell you now, be free. You're gonna listen cause you like me. I'm gonna tell you how, be free. You're gonna listen cause you're like me. Monkey climb high when the lion stalks. Sing louder than the lies when the enemy talks. Music is the key to all the locks. I feel Bob, his spirit rocks. Be free. Be free. Brothers and sisters, come go with me. The winds of change take us out to sea. Old souls have flown so we can float. When we stand together, we rock the boat. Be free.
Be free, everybody.
Be free. Horse run, fish swim, bird go high. We run and swim, and so we fly. Tomorrow, I meet you in the sky. To make a better bed where we can lie. Be free.
You all got to be free.
You shine your light when you create. So make and illuminate. Redecorate, regenerate, reintegrate, renegotiate. Be free.
Everybody be free.
Be free.
Everybody be free.
Can blind lead blind from out this place. We caught our nose despite our face. We spent our people too much this cost. You can't hold the hand you have cut off. Be free. Be free. Emancipate. Be free. We celebrate. Be free. Circumnavigate. Be free. The world's at stake. Be free. See us and on TV. We can fight publicity. The king is beaten by the joke, you see. I have one, but first a talk for me. Be free.
Everybody be free.
Be free.
Everybody be free.
Never let a man put a hand on you when he sees the size of the knife. What can he do? Be free.
Everybody be free.
Be free.
Everybody be free.
Never let a man put a hand on you.
Never let a man put a hand on you.
Never let a man put a hand on you when he sees the size of the tribe. What can he do?
Never let a man put a hand on you.
Be
never
free.
Let a man put a hand on you.
Never
free. Let a man put a hand on you.
Never
free. Let a man put a hand on you.
Never
let a man put a hand on you. Never let a man.
Well, a very interesting song there from comedian Gallagher. We thank him for sending those to us. If anybody has any thoughts on Gallagher's music, I think we've heard three of his songs now, of the six that he sent to us. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. On these sayings that people don't use anymore, we did don't flip your wig. Now, the next one is bust a gut. Now, I still hear that one. Obviously, bust a gut is laughing too hard. Oh, my gosh, that was so funny a movie, I nearly busted a gut. Peepers. Now, I've heard of peepers, but now this one is probably not used very much anymore. Let's see here. An example of this is, what do you think of my new peepers? They're bifocals. So peepers were glasses. Now, did anybody know that peepers were glasses? I hadn't heard that one. I thought peepers were eyes. Apparently, they're glasses. 740-751-4038. Well, here's another one that I hear people use. Hunk of junk. How's your car? Seriously, it's a hunk of junk. Boy, there are a lot of hunks of junk out there on the road. Kind of like that hearse that I saw driving up and down the road this morning. That was a little bit of a hunk of junk. Why would you want to drive a hearse? I can't figure that one out. You know, we do have our family feud here, by the way. Nobody even ventured to guess on these yesterday. What is the best place for someone to study? We've got library, bedroom, and kitchen. Still two answers left. Library, bedroom, and kitchen. What could the final two answers be? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. The best place for someone to study. Well, I would say the two that we don't have. One is kind of a dead giveaway. And the other one is probably more of a trendy thing. I don't know if people still do it or not. Ah, oh, we're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
What about the bathroom?
Not the bathroom, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not the bathroom, but not a bad guess. What is the best place for someone to study? We've got library, bedroom, and kitchen. Still two answers left to go. Not the bathroom. 740-751-4038. Well, here comes another call.
Go ahead, caller.
The park.
Not the park.
The park does not make the list. Best place for someone to study. Library, bedroom, and kitchen. Two answers left. Like I say, one is a very... it's kind of a dead giveaway. And then the other one is more of a trendy thing. I don't know if people still do it or not.
Go ahead, caller.
Study hall, classroom.
Classroom, number three on the list. You got it. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, thank you, Scott.
All right, yes, classroom was the one that I thought was a dead giveaway. That is on the list. What is the best place for someone to study? So we've got library, bedroom, classroom, and kitchen. Still one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Best place for someone to study. Library, bedroom, classroom, and kitchen have all been taken. What is the final answer? That's like what Regis Philbin used to say years ago on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You remember that show? Final answer. What is the best place for someone to study? Library, bedroom, classroom, kitchen, and what is the final answer? I'll give you a hint. It's a place out in public. This would not be in your house. This would be somewhere in public. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour. Did anybody know about peepers being your glasses? That's interesting to me. What do you think of my new peepers? They're bifocals. Well, see, I wear glasses, so maybe I'll start calling them peepers. I'll be hip. I'll be back in the 50s. 50s hip. Another saying that they say people don't use anymore, far out. I think people still use that. Have you listened to the new Beatles records? It's far out.
Go ahead, caller.
Trendy answer, right, Scott?
Yeah, a little trendy.
Okay, well, coffee shop, Starbucks. Other answer might be a cyber cafe, but they don't really have cyber cafes anymore because he has the phone.
Nope,
I think you know, coffee shop's a good trendy answer. People do that.
It is a coffee shop. That is it.
That's right. Well, I'm kind of surprised I give an answer that's logical, a little cerebral, a little goofy, and it's there. How about that?
Now, what's coming up today on your show, 12 to 1?
People talking about fun and interesting stuffy wuffy.
Well, that's a very broad subject.
That's a phrase that I made up. You should have a category for colloquialisms used by Donald Trump and used by myself. Because between the two of us, we've got a whole plethora of answers.
Well, what do you make of the whole...
I say bigly. I kind of like the word bigly. You know, and I have some of my own words that I've used.
Now, what do you...
As a presidentologist, you know, Ron loves that word. He thinks it should be in the dictionary.
Well, that's good. But my question, what do you make of this whole Bratwurst Festival thing now becoming a state story?
Let me tell Alexa to shut up. Alexa, turn the volume down. Bratwurst, well, I think it's...
Bratwurstgate. There's a word.
And, you know, I took German in school, so I enjoy saying it the German way, Bratwurst, because it's not one of the worst things you could eat. I bet Dr. Ruth would like the Bratwurst Festival. Maybe you should invite her to come. She should be the Bratwurst Queen. I think wouldn't she be a great Bratwurst Queen?
I think she might be over the age limit.
She's about as big as a Bratwurst, right? I mean, she's so little.
I don't know.
She would pronounce all the words really well.
Well, what do you make of this becoming a state's Bratwurstgate, says the Columbus Dispatch?
It's Bratwurstgate, right? We have to have a scandal, so that's our scandal. Bratwurstgate. Bratgate.
Yeah, but to you, does this really amount to anything?
Well, you know, sometimes we need a story that I think, I mean, it is important, because it's an image thing, but yeah, I think it's just been a little teeny bit over-dramatized, wouldn't you say that?
Well, I mean, why is it important, I guess?
Who knows? Maybe it's just people want to over-dramatize and make waves. Like, make waves, that's one of the old-time expressions. I still use that one. And yeah, peepers, that's eyes, not glasses. I don't know where you got that one from.
Well, that's what the people say.
Peepers does not mean glasses. You're absolutely right. Peepers are eyes.
Well, I can't go against the paperwork here.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised a coffee shop is on there, but you said trendy. So, and again, if it would have been 20, 30 years ago, it would have been Cyber Cafe.
No, but this brings up a
coffee shop kind of is a Cyber Cafe anyway. Now, yeah, it's basically just free. They used to have to pay for it.
No, what I'm saying here about the Bratwurst Festival thing, because this annoys me, because it seems to be the same thing that happened with the River Valley High School story, graduation.
Alexa, turn the music off. Tell Alexa to shut up, because I can't even hear you with that Alexa. Go ahead with the Bratwurst question.
I said, what I'm saying is it seems to be the same thing that happened with the River Valley graduation speech.
A little different. I mean, what the guy said, pseudo-religious statement. I wouldn't say it's consistent with a lot of religious beliefs, including my own, which was inappropriate. And the Bratwurst, it's hard to say, Scott. I think we have bigger problems in the world right now, but I think some people just use the old-time cliche. They want to make waves. Yeah, I don't know that much about it. But it definitely seems silly. I certainly see over-dramatization. And it's under the category of, if that's the biggest problem we have to worry about, I think we're doing pretty well. Maybe that's just what happened. I don't know. But
well, I mean, it's strange to me.
Queen should be Dr. Ruth or someone German who's important. You know, Wolf Blitzer, he's got a German-sounding name. You know, you met him in Cleveland. He can be the Bratwurst King. Wouldn't that be a great combination, Wolf Blitzer and Dr. Ruth, as the Bratwurst King and Queen?
Well, they would look interesting.
Any city possibly do better?
Well, here's what I'm saying, though, about this story. The problem is they've even admitted it's just because she was photographed with a cell phone and did not wear her dress to this event.
That seems rather picky. Is that, I don't know, was that a requirement?
Well, I don't know, and she only had 3 weeks left on her term.
I mean, to me it's like, well, a police officer posted a photograph out of uniform. Well, that's okay. Police officers have lives just like we do. They don't have to be in uniform all the time. And if they're photographed at a police function without a uniform or not all the uniform on, I'm not sure that certainly is not grounds for discipline, let alone termination. I mean, I guess there's an image, but I think it's being overdone, you know? It's like, you know, does the queen ever get photographed without her crown? I don't know the whole situation, Scott, but what I hear, this kind of sounds ridiculous. And it's a younger person, too. They're making an impression on someone.
Well, it's sad to me, because it no matter how silly the problem might be, now both sides have lawyers, and now it's become a state story. And now it's going to be a big deal.
Well, maybe they just want to be in the national news. like many situations, Scott, it's the lawyers who are going to win. Yeah, I don't think it's good for the image. I think it's silly. And again, I don't know every bit about it, but I hear this and say, why is this a big deal? Why are people? Because the River Valley thing, I understand. I mean, it may have been covered too much, but I understand what people are upset about. I'm upset about it. It's a public school, and that what he said has no place in it. It has no place even in a non-public school, but it's especially bad.
Now, wait, I don't understand that.
Well, a bit too much. I'll go along with that. But this bratwurst thing, don't see the premise of it, Scott. But maybe I'm missing something. Maybe it's just some festivals just are real strict. But that's that best I can say. It's, maybe they just had a slow, you know, they had a slow news day.
Well, no, I'm confused though because I don't remember having this conversation. Now, why did the River Valley thing have to? It was not okay if it was a public school. What's the reason for that?
It's not okay in any situation, but in a public school, there's separation of church and state, and that applies in school. And again, this is not a religious statement because the God that I know and the God that I believe exists isn't overly interested in whom you choose to have romantic relationships with, as long as you're consenting, and other basic qualifications, whether it's black, white, Asian, white, male, female, etc. That's not something that the God that I know and the God that most people know is concerned about. And there was no place for that in the speech. And again, and putting religion into it also, again, being a public school, that's a big topic now because of the school prayer issue, which I think should not be in a public school.
Well, what I don't understand is if you invite somebody to speak, as long as they're within the guidelines of what is appropriate for the group, should we start censoring everything?
I believe in free speech, but it was inappropriate on impressionable young adults. And again, not the crime of the century, but it's not something for the area to be proud of. And I don't like it.
Well, I mean, is that because we disagree with it? Because, see, here's my guess. When you have...
It doesn't matter if we disagree or not. It's inappropriate. I'm huge on separation of church and state. That's one of the reasons why we broke away from our what was some other country.
Yeah, but where is the church and state crossing over here?
Just talking about what's in the Bible. Again, it's how you interpret the Bible also. That's another issue. Keep that out of it. Now, again, there's hypocrisy in the one nation under God and the Pledge of Allegiance, although God is in a general sense. There's different ways it can be said. I mean, there is a gray area, but this definitely overstepped it.
Now, if at the end of the speech...
It's not the crime of the century, but it's inappropriate and just doesn't make the area look good.
Well, I guess my point...
It does need to be discussed, but again, right. There are bigger problems with the world and the versus the bratwurst thing that, you know, from, and I don't know as much about it. It does seem very silly. I'll go along with that.
No, what I'm saying is, so if I get up and give a speech at a, let's say they invite a preacher, which I'm sure they have done in the past, and the preacher gets up and at the end he says, God bless you, during the speech. Now, does that cross
that
the line?
That's different. That's a general God thing. And again, some people who are more sensitive, and I sympathize with them, might not like it. It doesn't offend me because I believe in God in a general sense, but freedom of religion includes freedom not to have a religion or freedom to be an atheist or agnostic. So I would understand that, but I think that would be going overboard. There are gray areas, but to me it is different. Putting God in the money, mentioning God in the general sense, saying God bless you, does not offend me. But I can understand if it might offend somebody. If I were giving a graduation speech, I wouldn't mention God. I might say, "Oh my God," or some other kind of catchphrase. I might say that, but I wouldn't. But that's just Adam.
So I guess in a graduation speech, what are you allowed to mention and what are you not allowed to mention?
Whatever you want. It's a free country. It's more what's appropriate. I mean, I think appropriate is tell people they're on the road to adulthood, they're young adults, and to make the world a better place. You know, be truthful, respect people, yeah, and humor. Humor is great. The best speech I've ever had, Scott, I don't think I ever told you this story. I've told you stories about speakers at my college. I've told you about Dr. Joyce Brothers. Grace Hopper, who was a female high-ranking military official, and she's credited with inventing the COBOL programming language, you know, the language that was related to the Y2K issues. She spoke as an honorary degree be at my one of my graduations. I went to two, or maybe I went to three. And I didn't know what she'd be like, but she was hilarious. She was just cracking jokes, and sometimes that's an indication of intelligence. People can crack jokes and still get a message across. And I don't recall anything religious-based. She was just awesome. We also had Jeffrey Holder. Remember the Uncola guy? The guy singing the Uncola commercial? He also spoke, and he had a standing during his presentation. So those are examples of things that I think are appropriate. My respect for Grace Hopper just exponentially increased after her speaking, and I was very sad when she died. So those are some examples. And I know you weren't there. It wasn't something in the news, but those are things that came to mind. I was thinking about speeches that I heard when I was in college versus this, and it's what's the world come to?
Well, I guess no matter who you are, if you're being invited to speak at a graduation ceremony, I guess you probably have some reason why you're being asked to speak there, and they want your opinions, I would guess.
Yeah, well, it's just it's what's appropriate. And again, free speech is fine, but you know, you're talking about impressionable young adults, and maybe I was just lucky to have some great speakers when I was in college. I guess that's part of the college experience. They can get these people to speak. And I don't know. You know, I still remember me raising my hand to Dr. Joyce Brothers and her answering my question that I've talked about. Things just make an impression. And this guy, I don't think he's making an impression. Even on people that might agree with that, why is this at a public school graduation?
Well, here's the problem with both of the stories, this and the Bratwurst Festival story. Now we know more people know what that guy said. That's probably the most popular speech in the history of River Valley graduation.
That's one thing. And there's the irony. The more you dwell on it, the more famous the guy gets. And, you know, you want to talk about it. You want to look at the right and the wrong. But, yeah, he ends up getting more famous. That's not much unlike the things happening at the station, are they, that you and I have talked about? And you're absolutely right. The exposure we get. Even if people don't like us, we get exposure.
Well, that's what I never understand.
Basically, what happens? You know, it's helped Donald Trump a lot. The more people don't like him, the more you hear about him.
Well, but then you look at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's very similarly, you know. You're absolutely right about that. And you have to make a balance between talking about it and looking at, was it right, was it not, and not putting the person in the spotlight.
Well, then we look at the Bratwurst Festival. Now, who was the Bratwurst Festival queen this year? Nobody knows, because this story is taking a hold.
I don't know the entire thing. It seems very silly to me. And that's why I said, you know, let's go ahead and put humor in. I like Will Splitzer as the king and Dr. Ruth as the queen. Because there are two people of German ancestry that I have great respect for. And that you've encountered, or one of the station people encountered both. You know how much I love Dr. Ruth. I can give you an impersonation of her, but there's only one Dr. Ruth.
That's true. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem, Scott. I hope you enjoyed the stimulating conversation as much as I did. I'll go tell Alexa to start talking, and I'll listen to some more of our friends call in.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Do you have any opinions on the whole Bratwurst Festival thing? Maybe different from what Adam and I had there. September 1st, 2022, 66 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Let's see. Well, we can move on to our next family feud. We got the last one done here. What is the best place for someone to study? It was library, bedroom, classroom, coffee shop, and kitchen. That rounds that out. Okay. Name an outdoor activity. That's the new category. Five answers. Name an outdoor activity. As summer is coming to a close in just under 20 days. Name an outdoor activity. 740-751-4038. Who's got the outdoor activities this morning? These are all fairly fairly simple. A lot of things people do in the summer. A lot of things people do in the winter. That's the new category here. Name an outdoor activity. 740-751-4038. Alrighty.
Go ahead, caller.
Swimming?
Swimming. Let's see here. No swimming on the list, but a good guess.
Swimming does not make the list here today. Name an outdoor activity. Five big answers on the board here. 43 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Name an outdoor activity. 17 minutes left in the show. Then comes Voice of a People with Linda Sims. What are these outdoor activities? All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
Baseball or softball?
Let's see. No baseball or softball.
No baseball or softball on the list. Name an outdoor activity. Five answers. What could they be? 740-751-4038. Spent a lot of time with Ron yesterday, referee Ron, talking about the baseball season.
Go ahead, caller.
Walking or jogging?
Let's see here. Running, number one answer. Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Running is the number one answer on this particular list. Thank goodness. Name an outdoor activity. An outdoor activity. Four other answers left. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. Here is a lame answer. Barbecuing or grilling. And, of course, that would be barbecuing bratwurst. So that's got to be there.
No barbecuing.
All the bratwurst talk. Go ahead,
follow. No barbecue. No.
But that's a good answer. You talk about trendy. Okay, see you later.
All right.
Barbecuing does not make this particular list. Name an outdoor activity. 45 minutes past the hour here. Well, we've got running so far. That was number one. Four other answers to go. Name an outdoor activity. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an outdoor activity. What could that be? Or if you'd like to comment on the whole Bratwurst Festival Queen Falderall, feel free to call in. Or if there's anything else on your mind, we're always open to phone calls here. 740-751-4038. As we're in the month of September, Septiembre. Now over 70 degrees, 71 degrees in sunny skies here in Marion. We've got running. That's the only outdoor activity that we have. Name another outdoor activity. I would say most of these things are things you would do in the summer. Now, some people do some of these in the winter, but most of them, I think, would be qualified as summer activities. Name an outdoor activity. Running is the only one we have. Number one answer. What are the other four? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the other answers here this morning? I'd be interested to know who's going to come up with the other answers. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Boating.
Boating. No boating on the list.
Boating does not make this particular list. All right here.
Go ahead.
Dumb answer. Sun tanning.
No sun tanning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Tennis.
No tennis.
No tennis. No sun tanning. Well, maybe this is a little harder than I thought. Name an outdoor activity.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a picnic?
A picnic. No picnic. Good guess, though.
Okie doke.
No picnic on the list. Name an outdoor activity. Holy mackerel.
Go ahead, caller.
Skateboarding.
No skateboarding.
Skateboarding does not make this particular list. Name an outdoor activity. We've got running. Four other answers still on the list, coming up on 49 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
Here's one, Scott. Mowing the lawn, yard work, raking leaves. Those all have to be there.
No yard work.
No yard work?
No yard work.
Well, I guess people don't mow their lawn there. Okay, thank you.
No yard work on this particular list. Name an outdoor activity. Running is the only one we have so far. Still four left to go. And they're very common things, like I say. A lot of people do these things. I think I have probably seen somebody doing all of these things in the past 3 months. Name an outdoor activity. 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour. We're down to the final 10 here. Who's going to slip in, get the right answers?
Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said fishing or hunting?
No, but fishing is number 5 on the list. You got it.
All right.
Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that call. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just tuning in. What's the category and what answer?
Name an outdoor activity, and we've got running and fishing.
Hiking?
Hiking, number 2 on the list. You got it.
Cool.
Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost that one. So we got running, hiking, and fishing.
Go ahead, caller.
Bike riding.
Biking, number 4 on the list. You got it.
Biking shows up at number 4 on the list. So now we're down to 1. We've got running, hiking, biking, and fishing. One answer left. 8 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an outdoor activity. Running, hiking, biking, and fishing we have. There's one left. It was the number 3 answer. Running was 1, hiking was 2, biking was 4, fishing was 5. What's the number 3 answer? An outdoor activity.
Go ahead, caller.
Gardening?
Not gardening.
No gardening on the answer to are in the list today. One answer remains. Name an outdoor activity.
Go ahead.
Swimming.
No swimming. Good guess.
No swimming on this particular list.
Go ahead.
This is a creative answer, Scott. How about driving? Because you don't do that inside.
No driving on the list.
But that's a good answer. I mean, people drive outside, right?
They certainly do.
Can I make another answer? Another guess?
Go ahead.
Skating or skateboarding or rollerblading?
No skateboarding.
Okay, thank you.
No skating, driving, no. Name an outdoor activity. Running, hiking, biking, and fishing. One answer left. It's smack dab in the middle. It's the number three answer. 53 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Who's going to get it? An outdoor activity. Running, hiking, biking, and fishing we have. The one in the middle we do not have. You know, and it's a very common thing, the one we're missing. I'm surprised we don't already have it. One of the more common things people do in the summer. And it is an outdoor activity. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz here as we're down to the final 6 minutes. Will we get it in the final 6 minutes here? Do want to remind everybody again, Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 10 a.m. today till 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. All here on this station. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will repeat today at 3:10. And then the Community Christian Fellowship Sunday Sermon will repeat today at 4:10 on this station. So don't miss those airings for love nor money. And again, you can listen to this station on the website, wwgh1071.com. All the archives there. And you can also listen by downloading the TuneIn app on any mobile device. Smart TV, tablet, laptop, whatever you have. Listen to us anywhere in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Another boring answer, Scott. How about parade or a festival of some kind? You know, popcorn festival?
No parade or festival.
Fourth of July stuff, fireworks?
Nope, good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No parade or firework display or anything of that nature on the list. Name an outdoor activity. Running, hiking, biking, and fishing. One answer left to go. Coming up on 56 minutes past the hour, only going to have about 4 minutes left here. Is anybody going to slip in with the right answer? I don't know at this point. Hard to tell. Let's see. Running, hiking, biking, and fishing. Name an outdoor activity. What is the one outdoor activity that we are missing? Does anybody know? Apparently not. All righty.
Go ahead.
This might be it, Scott. A concert.
No concert.
Oh, I think, okay, well, I'm trying. Thank you.
No concert on the list. Adam trying to take this one down. Not successful at this point. No concert on the list. What other geniuses do we have out there this morning that might be able to slip in and get this? Running, hiking, biking, and fishing. Also, have you ever heard peepers described as glasses? I thought they were eyes, but apparently in the 50s, it was a slang term for glasses. 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour. Name an outdoor activity. Boy, I don't know if we're going to get this or not. Running, hiking, biking, and fishing are the ones that we have. But there is one left, smack dab in the middle. Does anybody know what it is? Outdoor activity that's done all summer long by a lot of people here in the Midwest. Great state of Ohio, city of Marion. Very popular thing to do. I see a lot of this going on all summer long. And some, you know, I guess even some people do it in the winter, to be honest. Not a whole lot of people, but some. Some people do it. 740-751-4038. 2 minute warning here. 58 minutes past the hour. Name an outdoor activity. If you've been thinking about guessing, now's your shot. We're about to run out of time, and I don't know if we're going to get it. We're under 90 seconds now. 90 seconds on the big rock clock here. Name an outdoor activity. 60 seconds. Well, we're about at 60 seconds here. 60 seconds left to go. Who's going to be the brave soul that calls in and ventures a guess and possibly gets this right? On the 1st of September, 2022. This is something Glenn is doing now. What is Glenn doing now? An outdoor activity. Glenn Coble does this now. 740-751-4038. That's a big tip. A big clue. Who's got it? Maybe nobody knows what Glenn is doing now. Well, maybe they do. Go ahead, caller.
Camping.
Camping. Camping number 3 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Camping was it. All right. Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes up in about 15 minutes for this first day of September 2022. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and Governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our governor, Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio. He's running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I assume Kasich probably will win. He's the governor. But I also find it curious that John Kasich has lost, I think, all 23 primaries he's been in, or 22, or whatever it is.